I would break your cigarette.
Hey y'all, it's Talia J Speaks, and I'm reading yet another entry from my journal. I won't say dates, I may say names, but still it's my own thoughts.
I would break your cigarette, but I know that your cigarette. His future self knew I would smoke, so he didn't set himself up for failure. Sealed parts of memories.
Thanks.
Now I understand. Yearning is much deeper than sex. Yearning is for intimacy. Where did intimacy go? Does anyone truly understand intimacy? Or does the euphoric feeling matched only by sex get beaten out? We ask questions we know the answers to. Silence. Promise yourself that you can be intimate without sex. Be open. Speak about how you feel. Confused? Hurt? Voice it. Emotions are beautiful. It's okay to cry when you're dying inside. Kevin Gates. We have been computerized to mute feelings. Then we don't understand why we want to kill everything. All the time. The ones who are open, they're like, you messed up. I will move accordingly and move forward. They don't be quiet about a hurt. Keeping hurt kills you faster than anything. And that is an unknown factor that no one looks at. We see sadness, but that's like way after the initial hurt. If the hurt is not spoken about and resolved, it sits there and it eats and it eats and it eats. But it only eats at us. Not the one who wants to be forgiven, not the one who needs to be forgiven, but us. Forgiveness is for everyone. We are to forgive, but we don't have to repeat it. And some do, but once you get it, you better snap to it. This has happened multiple times, and it's always gonna happen. And I'm just now getting it like, holy, not gonna curse. I can smell. Smell brings memories. But when you know where home is, thank you to all those who were guiding me at that time, telling me who to speak to and how to speak. Making me notice things, putting me in places to see what I notice. I am a great mom. He cared enough to want to break that cigarette, but even more to understand my feelings. I am my own worst teacher. Always late for this, always late for that. When will I be ahead of the curve? Everything, everything, everything. Humble myself. Live meagerly. Think wisely. I am wise, because I prayed for it. I am learning, because I prayed for it. The teachers are here, because I prayed for them. I hear. Don't be scared. This is normal. Your work best satisfied. Not sure what I meant right there, but that's there. You have sat down and put others first. You bite your tongue. You hurt yourself to help others. It's time to get you together. You are receiving answers. This is the best way for you to understand. And this is where it gets awesome. Stop smoking cigarettes. Keep your heart open to only yourself. Don't be scared. It's okay to only love the deepest parts of yourself alone. You are strong. You really can't read what I wrote there. This is live and I'm not letting it go. You I do something fast. You second guess yourself. Now, mind you, I'm writing this. I wrote it. I'm reading. And it's in second and third person. Cool. You second guess yourself. You don't believe. Well, believe, because this is happening. I see this smile. It's beautiful. Just like you. Start telling yourself that you are beautiful. It's awesome to see you smile at yourself. I can see it. Your face, your fear of not doing enough is ridiculous. And you do it a lot. And everyone around can see it. Why don't you see it? For yourself. You have overcome so much. And you dog walk yourself. Like, get it together. Be intimate with yourself. Your own self. Well, I'm hurt to help. Well, I'm here to help if you let me. My name is unimportant because you will search down a rabbit hole instead of trusting yourself. You are still writing, aren't you? When you stop, you hear and understand. Yes, I am. I can control anything. I am you. I am your inner you and the one who couldn't write all this time. It was like I was blocked, and now I can write and not have a problem. You're the one from Pride Day, also known as Silence Day. But you and I have been fighting since middle school, but forgot all about that. Right now, I am unstable. I am Steven Universe. I need help. My body is catching up to the trauma my inner core has acquired. It's time for the diamonds to reunite. I am the final piece. This is what it took. Smell plus third eye chakra. I need the sound, not the stone, but the conjunction with the stone I can express myself. I wrote this before I was stabbed. Lord knows that was a lot. And I'm okay. I'm thankful that it happened because it made me wake up real quick. Just saying, I don't know if I can post this yet because it speaks on what I went through and I just said what I said, but I have no fear because this is my story and this is Talia J Speaks.